Hello?
Hey, Stacy, it's B. How's it going?
It's going great.
Did I catch you at a bad time?
Just sitting out here in the rain, waiting on the locksmith to come.
Oh, man. What? Locksmith for what?
So I can get in my vehicle.
Oh, no. Not one of those days.
Yeah. Had to be on a rainy day, huh?
I know. I mean, that hurricane is just bringing a storm and across the entire east of the nation. It is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing was massive.
Hmm.
I know you're in a situation right now, but have you thought about our conversation from the other day?
I ain't had time, to be honest with you.
Yeah? Well, what's on your mind about it? Maybe we can chat right now.
What, say it again to me.
I said, what's on your mind about it? Maybe we can just chat right now.
Say it to me. What are you?
Oh.
You saying you want me to put it with y'all realtor and find a buyer for it?
So, not quite that. What I was suggesting is, you know, I could send you another agreement that is just an authorization for me to market the property to a larger market. Because the way that we do it is, like, you know, we have our people that we work with, like, that's local to us. Mm-hmm. And as you know, like, I can't get anybody to come in on the deal with me over 210. Now, the easy solution, honestly, would just be that we can agree to the 210, and we can wrap this thing up in, you know, a week or two. That would be amazing, because I know you don't have the tenants in there, and I want to respect everything you've done. Right. Now, I know that price point is still a little iffy for you, right?
Right.
So if we don't do that, then what I can do is, if you sign this authorization for me to market the property, then I can get it out in front of more people to a larger pool. Now, that does mean that, you know, I'll reach out to some of my real estate agents and talk to them. I'll reach out to, you know, statewide people, just really get it as far and wide as I can. And in doing that, when you sign this authorization for me to market, I can talk to more of these people on your behalf.
Mm-hmm. And what will the sale, what's the issue with the sale?
Well, doing it this way will keep the same price. Remember that inspection report that we talked about before?
You said it'll keep the same price?
Yeah, so doing it this way, we can work to get that $250.
Uh-huh.
If we
Well, let me ask you. Okay, you'll work with the $250.
Mm-hmm.
Does that still include all y'all paying all the closings?
All the closings, and still no repairs needed.
And how long is the contract you proposing?
So that's the other thing is, you know, we've extended it to October 17th. I mean, if we get on this right away, maybe we're still able to do that date. It might push to the end of October. But the big thing, Stacy, is that we're going to need access to the property.
Uh-huh.
And if I could, I'd love to, like, put a sign in the yard, like, really just let everybody know, hey, we're selling this property.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So basically what it is, Stacy, is to give you the $250, I just need a little bit more time, I need more exposure, and I need more access to the house.
And all these things are guarantees? End of October is a guarantee? The $250 is a guarantee?
I wish I could say it's an absolute guarantee. Doing it this way, we have a much better chance.
Oh, okay.
I could almost guarantee I'll get more than 210, though.
Right. Right. I knew where. Oh, an acorn hit the roof of the building.
I heard that. I thought you got knocked out for a second.
Yeah. I thought somebody ran into shooting. 22 or something. Pop.
That rain, I can hear over the phone. It is coming down.
Yeah. That's what I'm doing down here, just sitting outside looking at it. I was going to hop on the tractor. Riding in the rain.
Be careful of that lightning.
Well, I ain't seen the lightning.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah. That's when it gets dangerous.
Yeah. But, yeah, that sounds good.
All right. So what I'll do then, Stacey, is I'm going to send you over, just like we did the purchase agreement. It'll be a DocuSign, and you'll see it just says the authorization to market the property. All I need on there is it's going to just be your name, your signature, and the date. And, again, it's just allowing me to work with as many people as I can and get it in front of as many people as I can and, you know, talk to people on your behalf.
Right.
I'm just pulling it up right now for you.
I've got some things I got to do before I do that. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going through a divorce situation right now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so it's kind of muddy. Even though the property was in my name, she's pulled a fast one and tried to put it in her name. So my lawyer's trying to get it put back. So.
Oh, dang. So are you saying she's on the deed now, too?
She put her name on the deed, but it's not supposed to be like that. She fraudulently did that.
Oh, my gosh. Stacey, that's crazy, yeah. Man.
I know.
What's your attorney said about it? Is he going to be able to get her off there?
Because, I mean, when she did it, she did it without my authority.
Right. Did she have to, like, forge your signature?
So did she?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what she had. I was in the hospital when she did it.
Oh, my gosh. That is crazy, man. I mean, I hear crazy stuff like that all the time, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Has your attorney said that he's going to be able to get her off there? Are you able to prove that that was fraudulent?
I got the hospital. What's the thing you get when you go to the hospital and it give you the paper and tell you what they did, when you came, when you left?
It's the discharge papers.
Yeah, the discharge paper. I got the discharge paper when I was there for the whole month. In the middle of the month is when she did that thing where it's supposed to have signed it in front of the notary. And I talked to the police. The police saying, we're going after the notary first.
Oh.
Because the notary should have had you and your ID and a copy of it. So,
yeah.
And if he did, and if he didn't have that, then that's a charge on him.
Wow.
So.
That is insane. How long have you been having to go through that?
A minute. I just found out that she had did this like a week ago.
Holy cow.
I just found out about it, and I had to rush and get a lawyer.
How did you find out?
How did I find out? Oh. I went to go to one of my other properties where I live at, my home, and she had put a bar on my property. And I'm like, and she was saying on her house. And I'm like, huh? So I went downtown and I looked at the deed down at the records room. And she forged my name and changed over all my properties to include
all
the one with records. All of them.
Holy cow.
Even the one I got a farm down here near North Carolina, even that. And I'm like, I just bought that.
Oh, my, Stacey, I'm so sorry, man. That is awful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's all right. God gonna see you for it.
Yeah, that's true.
They say if you go to work, you get paid. So whatever your work is, you know, that's the kind of payment you're gonna get.
Man. I mean, I'm still so sorry to hear that you have to go through that. I mean, that is just that's crazy. So how long did the attorney say that it's gonna take to resolve?
Well, I have to go to court for real soon, so it should be the beginning of, hopefully, or prayerfully, it's the beginning of October.
All right, good. That's good. I mean, you deserve what you're owed for all that work, man. I mean, no doubt. Gosh. I'm really sorry to hear that. That is. I mean, it's terrible, but, like, this isn't even the first time I've heard of women doing something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it blows my mind that we have all these, like, systems in place, and still somebody can get a mobile notary to lie for them.
Right. But see, I couldn't understand. If you did that, you know, that means that person didn't care much for their job.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean,
or their freedom.
That, or your lady's a real smooth talker.
Yeah. Or a real smooth talker. But she ain't had to pay a mortgage in 20 years because I always paid it.
Yeah.
So she should have had enough money accumulated where, you know, she don't want you to move to the little house. Go on, buy you one.
Yeah. But, man, we know how that happens. When you pay for something for somebody and they don't have that responsibility, you know, they're not going to take responsibility for not saving money either, you know, for not preparing
right.
for their future.
Right. And that's what I be telling her. And I think that's kind of like what she's looking at. You know, I got retirement stuff in place, but she's always, I'm an entrepreneur. I got my own business. Well, when you get 55 and 60 or you get a disability, how does that help you? You got to plan for that stuff.
Yeah.
And I kept telling her, hey, you need to find your exit strategy from that.
Mm-hmm.
We knew it.
You know, social media, like all this online stuff, has glorified people becoming entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
But what they don't realize is they're only teaching you how to create like a lifelong job for yourself.
Right.
They're not teaching you how to be a CEO or COO. You know, they're just teaching you how to give yourself a job.
Right.
Yeah, that's sad.
And they're not telling you, like I said, about that exit. You know, hey, this business not only has to feed you day to day, but you need to be able to save enough to where when it's time to put that job down, that you can survive then.
Yeah.
If you ain't planning for it, I feel sorry for you.
Yeah. Man, I'm sorry to hear about what a tough situation that is, Stacey. That is unfortunate, and I can't imagine how stressful it is for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, of course, please keep us in the loop. I'm going to send this document over to you so that, you know, we can still try to get that October 17th. I hate to say this, Stacey, but we're going to have to get her name. We're going to have to get her name off there and approved all of this so that we can close as well, because the attorneys on our end are going to see her name on there and go, what about her? And
right.
That sucks.
Right. I know.
Yeah. But hey, man, we're here to help you any way that we can. And, you know, we'll still move forward on this. That's no problem. Because like I said, I want to be able to close for you as soon as you get her off of this. So
right.
I just sent that document over to you. But yeah, just keep me updated. Shoot me text. Let me know what's going on. All right.
Right. Okay.
But,
all right.
If you want to look at that document while I'm on the phone with you, I know that you may not be in front of your computer, but if you have email on your phone, just in case you have any questions.
No, I'm good.
All right, Stacey. Well, Man, good luck. Good luck getting in your car. Stay dry out there, man. I mean, I hope your day gets better.
Yeah. All right.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.